The options for people who want to quit smoking increased by one this week with the introduction of a new treatment approved by Health Canada. Varenicline tartrate, or Champix, is a new class of medication specifically designed to compete with nicotine's effect on the brain. What are the indications for its use? What is its efficacy? What have clinical trials shown? And what are the long-term success rates? I'm pleased to introduce and welcome back to the show Dr. Andrew Pipe, who's Medical Director of the University of Ottawa Heart Institute Prevention and Rehabilitation Center, Professor at the University of Ottawa, and President of the Commonwealth Games Canada. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Barry. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask you first to get sort of a good background of what, up to now, what have been the various options available to people who wish to quit smoking?
Well, first and foremost, of course, people can simply organize themselves or receive some counseling to organize themselves to make a quit attempt on their own. And we know that most people who've quit smoking probably have done so successfully on their own, but it's also important to recognize that those people who have quit smoking today are probably people for whom smoking cessation is relatively easier. And so smokers today, the smokers remaining today, perhaps could be considered to be more addicted to nicotine. And in terms of helping them stop smoking, there were two and now are three approaches that can be taken. One can replace nicotine in at levels that are very, very, very much lower than those that would be received were they to continue smoking, but enough to eliminate the craving and the withdrawal that triggers a relapse into smoking. And so using nicotine replacement therapy, getting nicotine from gum, skin patches or nicotine inhalers can be very helpful in assisting people to stop smoking. Secondly, a drug was identified several years ago for the treatment of depression, and interestingly enough, this drug was found to be very helpful in terms of assisting those who wanted to stop smoking. And it's now recognized that this drug, bupropion, or Zyban as it's known by its trade name, stimulates a couple of the areas of the brain that are associated both with the production of withdrawal symptoms and also with some of the symptoms of pleasure, if I can use that term, that people associate with smoking. And so bupropion, an antidepressant, can be helpful for individuals to stop smoking. And finally, as you've noted, this past week, a new agent became available in Canada, varenicline. And I want to say at the outset of discussing that, that we have been involved in completing some varenicline trials at the University of Ottawa Heart Institute. And those trials were supported by and paid for by the manufacturer of varenicline, Pfizer. And as the principal investigator in those trials, I think it's very important for me and for your listeners that I identify clearly that relationship. It's also the case that in the past we conducted research for bupropion in smoking cessation. Right. So, and we have completed research using nicotine replacement therapy in the past, and this is typical of all of us in the, or those of us in the area of smoking cessation research. Not surprisingly, we work in these areas just as people who treat diabetes would use medications to treat diabetes in their clinical trials. But I do want to make that point and emphasize that. Varenicline, the new agent that's available, actually occupies a receptor in the brain that we know that nicotine attaches itself to when you smoke. And because varenicline occupies this particular receptor and stimulates it partially, it kind of gives the smoker many of the sensations that they would experience were they continuing to smoke. But if they do smoke, there's nowhere for the nicotine to go because the receptor is already occupied. It's as if there's a key in the lock, so any additional key can't get into the lock. And so patients taking varenicline feel no craving to smoke and feel no additional benefit if they do in fact smoke. And in the clinical trials which have been reported internationally over the last few months, it's clear that this agent offers a significant advantage when compared to bupropion or Zyban. And trials are currently underway, and the results probably will become available very soon, comparing it to nicotine replacement therapy.
When looking at the medications to date that are used, the nicotine replacement and Zyban, for example, what's the long-term data with regards to successful completion of smoking cessation? That is, a year out, the person is not smoking anymore.
Well, we know that that typically people who stop smoking themselves, there's a 3-4% rate of people stopping smoking themselves in the course of a year. We know that when people use nicotine replacement therapy, it's possible to get 22, 25, 30%, depending upon the studies that you cite. But generally, I think a rate of about 22% is probably appropriate with NRT. That's not very different for Zyban. Zyban and NRT, although in the academic literature, Zyban has shown itself to be slightly better than NRT, I think in the practical world of real world of clinical medicine, we feel that they're probably equally effective. In terms of varenicline, we know that it's four or five times more likely than placebo to help people stop smoking, and almost twice as effective as Zyban. So it represents a significant advantage over the conventional therapies that were currently available, or still are currently available, but now varenicline has emerged alongside them.
I'd like to take a brief break and then come back, because I have a lot of other questions for you with regards to who is eligible for this. That is, what are the indications for use? Are there a specific subgroup of people that will benefit best from varenicline? What was the study population that was looked at? Any drug interactions, contraindications, any reported side effects? Just to give a good background for people to sort of understand where this fits into the whole treatment regimen. I'm speaking to Dr. Andrew Pipe, Medical Director of the University of Ottawa Heart Institute, Prevention and Rehabilitation Center, and Professor at the University of Ottawa and President of the Commonwealth Games Canada. We're going to take a small break and come back and discuss varenicline, or Champix as it's called, with regards to smoking cessation, and a bit more information and background about this medication. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin, and you're listening to Sunday House Call.